from the Indigenous Grown Studios in Sarasota, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes from the Yankton Sioux Nation, hip-hop performer Mr. Brandis B. Knudsen is in the house. We're helping him celebrate his newest release. He brings us the Dakota South Records, A Decade of Hits. He'll be stopping by to tell us all about it. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. And we're going to start the show off with something from that new album. This is called Superhero. Here is Brandis B. Knudsen.
Got me Iron Man, sticky like Spider-Man. Got the Green Lantern like Hal Jordan. The bat signal from Commissioner Gordon.
Iron Man, Tony Stark, Clark Kent, Superman. 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 Iron Man, Tony Stark, Clark Kent, Superman.
With great power comes great responsibility. Rest in peace, Uncle Ben. See you in the next trilogy. But ain't no superhero as real as B. When I pick up the mic, I know you're feeling me. Like Clark Kent, no one really knows my alter ego. When I transition in the booth, it's like I'm incognito. Dimes attracted to me like I'm Magneto. But got more dames than Tony Stark in a tuxedo. Call me Bruce Banner, cause I'm getting green. Running the business, Ollie Queen. So much power, call me a woman. Machine. Got girls berserking like Wolverine. Incredible Hulk, and when I smash, stay fly like Superman, never crash.
Iron Man, Tony Stark, Clark Kent, Superman. 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 Iron Man, Tony Stark, Clark Kent, Superman.
That's Brandis B. Knudsen. He's going to be in our spotlight in 25 minutes. All right, Leonard Sumner, Dreamcatcher. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Dreamcatcher in the rye, set my soul on fire. Let it burn with desire for the apple of my eye. My heart's on the line, let it roll, let it ride. Got my mind on the prize, the apple of my eye. Let me say, I first saw you and you caught my attention like a river's movement. Smooth and swift, yet dangerous, but beautiful, so you gained my trust. Cause I'm so weak and I'm so tempted. I can barely speak when your name gets mentioned. And when I see you, my world collapses. My heart's in control and my mind relaxes. So my actions are fueled by passion, consumed by the fumes that spark attraction. There's a boom in the room, let the magic happen. Slow move to the tunes, got the music blasting. Well, I'm not a man of faith, but I'm a faithful man. So take my heart if you take my hand. I don't need a lot of things to make life feel grand. Hey, take my heart if you take my hand. Yeah, I'm not a man of faith, but I'm a faithful man. So take my heart if you take my hand. I don't need a lot of things to make life feel grand. Hey, take my heart if you take my hand. I'm drum beats and guitars, the streets and the stars, straight from the rears, and I speak from the heart. Created beauty from the bleak and the dark. Hard to start, it was far from a walk in the park, but the spark that was made continued to blaze. I put my pen to the page and set out to amaze with some cowboy chords and Anishinaabe ways. I went from locked in a fade, now I'm rocking the braids, setting the pace with the clock tick tocking away. There ain't no stopping the days and no walking away. Haven't prayed, so I don't expect an answer today for the questions in my mind that'll rattle my brain. So that'll remain till I'm at it again. Half snap with a pen and a bottle of gin. Kitchimandu, do you wonder why I battle within? Searching for truth where the journey begins. Yeah. Well, I'm not a man of faith, but I'm a faithful man. So take my heart if you take my hand. I don't need a lot of things to make life feel grand. Hey, take my heart if you take my hand. Yeah, I'm not a man of faith, but I'm a faithful man. So take my heart if you take my hand. I don't need a lot of things to make life feel grand. Hey, take my heart if you take my hand. Dream catcher in the rise, set my soul on fire. Let it burn with desire for the apple of my eye. My heart's on the line, let it roll, let it ride. Got my mind on the prize, apple of my eye. Dream catcher in the rise, set my soul on fire. Let it burn with desire for the apple of my eye. My heart's on the line, let it roll, let it ride. Got my mind on the prize, apple of my eye. Well, I'm not a man of faith, but I'm a faithful man. So take my heart if you take my hand. I don't need a lot of things to make life feel grand. Hey, take my heart if you take my hand. Yeah, I'm not a man of faith, but I'm a faithful man. So take my heart if you take my hand. I don't need a lot of things to make life feel grand. Hey, take my heart if you take my hand. חייכוי בגיד, הזמן נדר יומי. תניסי רומה בונה, תקור רומה בונה. ארבע לונה, נודע מינו נעמי. אינוי נבונה, סויו נחסר שונה. נוכניה ינגי לנה, ממרי יניובי. ביומה יניובי, פיתח הבונה. תסמונה תוינה לודי. In the ocean, deep in the sea. Now I wanna show the whole world my devotion to you and me.
That's music from Kelly Frazier, Sedna.
Sedna.
That was the title track. All right, here's Carson Gray, Red Rockers, Make You Mine.
Turn it up! And it's my fault that I finished your
Music from DJ Bitman, and that's you. Hey, quick mention, I want to steer you over to our homepage, Indigenous in Music and Arts, and check out our Two Buffalo Virtual Art Gallery, featuring Tracy Lee Nelson. He's got some good artwork over there. Come visit us. That's at our homepage, indigenousinmusicandarts.org. Come take a view. All right, here's Jurassic 5. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music. Thank you.
penso em você desde o amanhecer até quando eu me deito. Eu gosto de você e gosto de ficar com você. Meu riso é tão feliz contigo. O meu melhor amigo é o meu amor.
E a gente canta, e a gente dança, e a gente não se cansa.
That's music from Brazil, the Tribalistas, Bella Infancia. All right, up to Alberta, Isis Rain, I Lay My Head, off the Redemption album. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
See you. He said you'd never leave me for another. Make me understand he's no longer my man. Lord knows I try and I try, and I'm all alone. Please tell me.
That's music from Isis Rain, I Lay My Head. We're going to take a short break, and when we return, our guest, Brandis B. Knudsen from the Yankton Sioux Nation, will be in the spotlight. We'll be right back.
Take Indigenous in music with you wherever you go. Follow us, we're now on iHeartRadio. Download the app and enjoy us 24/7, 365. Take us to the beach, bring us along on your next vacation. Indigenous in Music is on the go. Turn it to iHeartRadio. Take Indigenous in Music with you. We're in it for the ride.
In addition to monetary contributions, Indigenous in Music and Arts accepts unwanted vehicles. So if you're ready to work on the house this summer, start by donating that car you never used to Indigenous in Music and Art. We'll have it picked up for free, handle the paperwork, and you could get a tax deduction. Donate at indigenousinmusicandarts.org.
Indigenous in Music is recruiting new members to join our radio tribe. We're building our Indigenous army of artists, musicians, and members who support our mission. Visit us on our music page at indigenousinmusic.com and choose your membership level. Come join us in our mission.
Your phone and tablets are Indigenous in Music ready. iHeartRadio or however you stream, we're there. Plus, the Indigenous in Music radio show is available anywhere you hear your podcasts. Indigenous in Music with Larry K. Is on the go.
Welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight interview. I'm Larry K. Tonight, we welcome back to the Indigenous Grown Studios one of South Dakota's top hip-hop performers from the Yankton Sioux Nation, Brandis B. Knutson, is in the house. We're helping him celebrate his newest release. He brings us Dakota South Records, A Decade of Hits. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Mr. Knutson. How you doing, Brandis?
Good, Larry. Thank you very much. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I don't get to say hi to Mr. Knutson a lot. I like it. Sounds good.
It has a nice ring to it, right?
Yeah. So where are you calling in from tonight?
Rapid City, South Dakota.
Okay. What's the music scene like up there nowadays?
You know, it's definitely has evolved over the years. It's definitely getting a lot better than it has been in the past. There seems to be a lot more opportunities and a lot more venues that are supporting independent music. So I definitely say it's a growing scene.
You had the number one single, Come and Get Your Love. How did that all happen?
That originally started with one of the producers I work with, Lex Lucchese, who's a platinum accredited producer. He's worked with T.I., Gucci Mane, The Outlaws, and several other big hip-hop acts. We connected on my first album back in 2012 through a mutual associate of ours who was a promoter at the time when I was working with him, who put me in connection with him. He did a couple tracks on my first album. And he, kind of started watching my career and where the album was going and saw that I was getting nominated for all these different awards and, Los Angeles, nice. Milwaukee, New York. He was kind of watching things progress. And he had reached out when he saw that I was beginning to work on my new album and wanted to basically exclusively produce my whole second album, which we did come to an agreement to do that. So my second album, OB, the entire thing is produced by platinum accredited producer Lex Lucchese. But during that process, he had sent me a track and he's like, listen to this. And it was a track featuring another Native American song on it. And I was like, I see where you're going with this. I was like, and I like the thought behind it.
Right.
I was like, if we're going to do this, I was like, we should try to hit a grand slam. So we're going to sample a track and go through all the process of trying to get a sample cleared and everything like that. I was like, let's go for the top. Let's see if we can sample the highest charting single by a Native American artist.
Oh, cool.
And that was Come and Get Your Love by Redbone in 1974, which broke into the top five Billboard charts. And so he produced the track. But it was, it didn't stop there. Unfortunately, as I mentioned, there is a lot that goes into getting a sample cleared. And I was running into dead end after dead end for a very long period of time to the point where I almost actually gave up, almost gave up trying to get the sample clearance for it because I kept running into dead end after dead end. Fortunately enough for me, I had a friend that I met in the Native American circuit back in 2012 that I had reached out to because I saw that he's often, that he's always mingling with all these, famous big name artists and stuff like that. I had originally reached out to him to see if he knew of a good entertainment attorney that I thought could possibly help me with this. And he's like, well, what are you trying to do? And I told him, he's like, let me put you in contact with somebody. And, a lucky break and, just making that connection several years ago, the pieces eventually fell together, fell Sweet. Into place, and we were able to get that sample cleared.
Right on. Now, have you ever met any members of the band Redbone?
I haven't been fortunate enough to meet any of the members in person. I have talked to Pat on the phone previously and talked to, Pat and some other members of Redbone throughout their kind of career on social media. And it's all been really great interactions with them. They're obviously a band that I, grew up idolizing as well as I'm sure most of, Indian country, you're able to see them, on the big stage and the big screen and things like that. And, people that we're able to identify and associate with. So that was, that was huge as, a chance to visit with some of your idols and in a sense. And everything that they had to say was very encouraging and inspiring. It was all very uplifting. They all had, very positive comments about the track itself. And, ultimately they were very gracious for me introducing Come and Get Your Love to a new audience and, bringing their music to a new generation of listeners.
Right. Oh, no, that is good story. I like to hear that.
Yeah, it was, like I said, very, I mean, I think when you do something like that, and at least for me, my biggest fear was like, am I going to destroy a classic? You know, it was a very, almost a heavy burden in a sense. And I was very, very concerned about it the entire time is, you know, what are the people who grew up listening to Redbone going to think? What is, you know, what is the, you know, previous audience of their music? How are they going to react? Yeah. And how is it going to be, I guess, received by the new generation as well? And luckily, for the most part, it's been, you know, very well received. So,
right on. Now, do you have any advice for new musicians getting into the music scene?
You know, that's a really good question. You know, I would say the biggest thing is, you know, believe in yourself. Don't let people, you know, tell you that you can't accomplish whatever it is that you set out to do. You know, the biggest, I guess, keys that I believe have helped make me successful is simply having, you know, drive, discipline, and dedication. You know, past that, you know, networking's a, you know, huge key of it. Always make sure that you're, you know, building relationships, not only with your fans, but with other artists. You know, be as collaborative as possible.
Yes.
Make it easy to work with you and do business with you. And, you know, past that, just, you know, never give up and always keep dreaming.
Yeah, follow the passion. Right on. Good deal. Good advice, Brandis. I'd like to let our listeners know that we're speaking with Brandis B. Knudsen. He has just released Dakota South Records, A Decade of Hits, a nice mix of your favorite jams and artists. You can visit our music page at indigenousandmusic.com and listen to our interview, and you can visit Brandis on his homepage at dakotasouthrecords.com. Nice to have you on the show and have you back on.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure, Larry. Look, it's always great to catch up with you and visit a little bit about what's going on. So.
Definitely. And thank you for showing up. And we're going to play you the number one hit, Come and Get Your Love. Thanks, Brandis. We'll talk to you soon. Stay in touch.
Thank you.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to bring back that old school love back to the new school. Let's throw back. Let me take it back, back when MJ was on the airways, when being a gem used to get way more plays. Where the generations at, it's just been like a haze. For you, I'ma let you know, anything is done. The flow is so molly that our love is one. The flow is so limited, only you imagine. Chivalry, some may call it old fashioned. I put a ring on it, that Yonsei, that Sonic. People telling tales about love that is iconic. Oh girl, I wish you would, don't mean to impose, but I think you should. Now our song's acoustic, my soul's guitar. My love's so smooth, feel your heart so sly. Trying to break your cocoon, but I ain't trying to pimp a butterfly. We can plant our seeds, let it grow over time. OSB, tap my name, let them know that you're mine. I know it's crazy, but deliver me some sanity. You're a blessing from God, so this a plan to be. I admit this whole thing's poetry. Heaven on earth, I make that normality. Oh girl, I wish you would. Don't mean to impose, but I think you should.
That was music from Brandis B. Knudsen, and that was Come and Get Your Love. In case you're just tuning in, Brandis was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome, welcome to Indigenous in Music.
In the kitchen, hey. You know we cooking up.
Haters on the head like there's no tomorrow. Let me say it again with a little Mario. Tryna play the hero like my name is Zorro. Name is Zorro. Now everybody get up, yeah, get up. Right. We came to spark that flame. Let more artists play. We fed up, yeah, we fed up. Right. Ooh, we been cooking that heat inside underground. Me shit. Flexing on that 2020 vision, yeah. Tryna get the plenty, plenty riches, yeah. I've done what many, many didn't, yeah. Let me show them people how I'm gonna get it, yeah. I've been putting in this work, never thinking twice. Cooking all that dirt, now that Nietzsche on the mic. Collecting what I earned, I've been eating real nice. You'll be looking like a jerk if you didn't treat me right, yeah. Cause I've been keeping on that low. Stacking on that box full of gold. In case anybody didn't know, my beat's so hard it's gonna shake your soul. Let's go. Haters on the head like there's no tomorrow. Let me say it again with a little Mario. Tryna play the hero like my name is Zorro. Name is Zorro. Now everybody get up, yeah, get up. Right. We came to spark that flame. Let more artists play. We fed up, yeah, we fed up. Right. Ooh, we been cooking that heat inside underground.
Me no, Giga, Jeb, huh? For all my Nietzsche's all over the poop. Ay, me no, Giga, Jeb, huh? For all my haters, cause I love you too. Yeah, moi, bye Felicia, this Nietzsche fly Felicia, it's only five I feature on. I see, I tried to teach him, hold up, wait a second. Oh, yeah, I'ma get it, Mac, my code defended with the mat windows, they tinted. Yeah, it's been a long road. It's been a wild life. They couldn't break me down. This what it sound like. I got it for my cook'em. I got it for my mush'em. Anytime I reach, make sure my sound right. Let's go.
Haters on the head like there's no tomorrow. Let me say it again with a little Mario. Tryna play the hero like my name is Zorro. Name is Zorro. Now everybody get up, yeah, get up. Right. We came to spark that flame. Let more artists play. We fed up. Yeah, we fed on, right? Ooh, we been cooking that heat inside underground this year.
That's Matt Mack, play the hero. All right, Samantha Crane, Garden Dove. I'm Larry K. We are Indigenous in Music.
Hands all through the night.
That's music from Old Soul Rebel, Please Please. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay is now on Apple Podcasts. Follow us and take us with you wherever you go. Listen on your app or any Alexa device and let the moment begin. Visit us on our music page at indigenousinmusic.com.
Indigenous in Music and Arts presents A Call to Artists. We are in search of Indigenous artists who are interested in showcasing their works in our online virtual gallery. Show dates are available now. Visit us at our homepage at indigenousinmusicandarts.org and download your application today.
We invite you to come visit us and our Indigenous Mentor and Leadership Network on our YouTube channel. We now have over 700 videos. This is where we make our family connection, a place that can be utilized for generations to come. Visit YouTube and search for the Indigenous Mentor and Leadership Network. Come visit and subscribe today.
Here's something brand new, fresh off the press from Sean Michael Perry. This is Light of Day.
Power.
hope you're enjoying today's show. That's music from Belay. And my guest, Brandis B. Knutson from South Dakota, the Yankton Sioux Nation. Thank him for stopping by and giving us an update on his new album, A Decade of Hits. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.